This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld once joked that when sports fans cheer on their favorite team, they're really just rooting for the clothes, because the players themselves change teams all the time. The biggest name to don a new jersey in the NFL this year landed with the Denver Broncos. Quarterback Peyton Manning came from Indianapolis. The Broncos play their first game of the season Sunday at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here to talk about Manning and the team's chances this year is sports reporter Arnie Stapleton of the Associated Press. Arnie, it's nice to have you.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
How will the team's style of play change this year from last year?
Well, it's going to be dramatic in an overall sense, because you're going from Tim Tebow, who is basically a running quarterback, to, Peyton Manning, who is the epitome of the power passing game. He's, many would argue, the best quarterback, pure quarterback, the league has ever known. And there's questions, obviously, about how well he'll come back from having missed a season. But the point of fact is, you couldn't be making a more divergent path than the Broncos are making this year, going from one end of the spectrum with Tim Tebow to the other with Peyton Manning.
You mentioned Manning being out for a year. This is after neck surgery.
Right. Well, there was a nerve injury in his neck that weakened his throwing arm, and he needed four separate procedures to fix the problem, the last of which was a spinal fusion, and that was last September. So he is about a year removed from that final neck operation. He's 20 months removed from his last meaningful game that mattered. So on Sunday night when he plays against Pittsburgh, it will be his first game in 611 days. A huge layoff for even the guy that many consider the best quarterback ever.
How has he been doing in practice?
He's been doing great. You know, the thing is, his arm strength is back, and he has proven during the preseason, fortunately or unfortunately, that he can take a hard hit and bounce right back up and keep ticking. But the questions now become his durability. Now, the thing with Peyton is he's not a guy that takes a lot of hits anyway. He's adept at getting rid of the ball very quickly. Now, this is in contrast to Tim Tebow.
Right. This speaks to the difference you were talking about between these two quarterbacks.
Absolutely. You know, Tim had 36 sacks last year, and he was hit many more times because he ran the ball so much. He ran the ball for 660 yards last year, which is an amazing amount for a quarterback. Peyton Manning, on the other hand, I think he might have run for 21 yards in 2010, his last season with the Indianapolis Colts. He's not a scrambling quarterback, so he doesn't take those hits. He might take some glancing blows now again, but he's very good at getting rid of the ball very quickly.
But, of course, getting rid of the ball means throwing the ball, and that's the big question with his injury. You know, because
right.
It affected his throwing.
No, you know, it appears as though he's fine. If you didn't know he had sat out last year with a nerve injury in his neck that had weakened his throwing arm, you'd never know it by looking at him. Because he's never been one of those guys that can throw the ball right through the barn anyway. His game is not built on a rocket arm. It's built on his mind. And what he does better than any quarterback that's ever played this position is he deciphers a defense. And sometimes it's a little twitch. Let's say they're going to bring a blitz and the safety, he twitches. Well, you know, Peyton's playing this mind game where he's trying to get them to reveal their intentions. And nobody in the history of this game has ever done that better than Peyton Manning. And the thing that's interesting with Peyton is the reason he's so cerebral and became such a student of the game and became such the master of the mind games is because he realized at a very young age that he wasn't going to be able to beat you with a strong arm, that he was going to have to figure out a way to beat you with his mind. And so even though his body let him down last year, his mind didn't. So the funny thing with Peyton Manning is that, you know, everybody talks about, well, how's his arm going to do? How's he going to hold up? Look, he's still the same guy. He's still the same master of figuring things out.
When you talk about Peyton Manning reading the little twitch, you're basically saying that he's looking for some subtle clue that will tip him off.
Absolutely.
As to strategy on the other
Absolutely.
Side.
And sometimes, you know, if you talk to defenders over the years, they don't even know what they did for Peyton to have deciphered or decoded what they were going to do.
Manning is also 36 years old. We haven't talked about his age. Should we be? Is that relevant here?
I'm not sure that it's relevant for the simple fact that, you know, John Elway won his two Super Bowls when he was older than 36. I think he was 37 and 38 when he won his Super Bowls. And, you know, Brett Favre, another great quarterback of our generation, you know, he played up until his 40s. You know, this is a time where maybe your skills physically start to diminish, but again, your mind doesn't at all. You get better. And a lot of times, players, when they get into their late 30s, a quarterback will rely more on his mind than on his body. Well, Peyton has always relied more on his mind than on his body ever since he was, you know, 22 years old and first coming into the league.
Well, here is one measure of Manning's impact just by arriving. Before he comes to Denver, the Broncos were 60-1 long shots to win the Super Bowl. Now the odds are around 10-1.
Right.
Are those inflated, do you think?
Not at all. I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but Peyton Manning lifts all boats. Teammates on both sides of the ball become much better for his presence. You hear all the time in sports that, you know, this superstar, this all-star makes everyone around him better. It's become a cliche because it's not always true. Well, with Peyton Manning, it's absolutely true, and I'll give you an example. When he comes to Denver, and Tim Tebow had been running the show, and a lot of the receivers, Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, some of these young stud receivers, would round off their routes. They weren't crisp. They weren't paying attention to the details.
It's a sloppiness, I guess you're describing.
It is. Peyton is such a demanding quarterback that he'll sit there and holler at you, and you don't want to incur the wrath of a four-time MVP, the only four-time MVP in league history. So everybody around him on offense just minded their P's and Q's better, and they got better and better. Even Denver's defense is better for having faced Peyton, because for the last 6 months at practice, he'll decipher the defense and burn you, and you get burned and burned over and over again. And then you know what? You go up to him after practice and you pick his brain. Hey, what was it that you saw that allowed you to know what I was going to do? And he'll freely tell you, well, you twitched a muscle.
You twitched.
Your eyes darted this way or that way. And he'll give them the little clues. And then when they face quarterbacks on Sundays, by and large of lesser caliber, you know, they're going to be better for having played with Peyton.
Arnie, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Hey, anytime. Thank you for having me.
Arnie Stapleton is a sports writer with the Associated Press in Denver. The Broncos play their first game of the season Sunday under their new quarterback, Peyton Manning.